From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rescue efforts are suspended at a West Virginia coal mine where 25 miners are known dead and 4 are missing. NPR's Diana Douglas is in Montcoal, where rescuers, miners' families, and coal company and government officials are gathered.
Thick methane gas built up deep inside the Upper Big Branch coal mine, and it exploded yesterday afternoon. The toxic gas is so concentrated that the owners at Massey Energy Corporation have called off the search for the remaining miners until it's safer for rescue workers. The 4 trapped miners are caught in a deep chamber of the massive mine. The Upper Big Branch coal mine and Massey Energy have a mixed record for safety. West Virginia's governor, Joe Manchin, says he's hoping for a miracle. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Montcoal, West Virginia.
A senior U.S. military official confirms that a classified video showing U.S. forces in helicopters firing on some unarmed men in Baghdad, Iraq, is authentic. The video shows a 2007 firefight.
Hey, Roger.
Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
All right, we got about 8 individuals.
Yeah, we got one guy crawling around down there, but we got definitely got some.
Reuters news agency sought the video and believes 2 of its staffers were killed in the fight. A whistleblower group leaked the video. There's no official comment yet from the Pentagon. 7 explosions in Baghdad leave 35 people dead and 140 injured today. Witnesses say 4 buildings are destroyed. Today's attacks come days after a triple car bomb attack hit several embassies in Baghdad. Officials say there is no clear pattern to the targets. Violence has been rising in Iraq since the March 7th parliamentary elections. Complicated negotiations to build a governing coalition have dragged on since then, leaving something of a power vacuum. The Duke Blue Devils claim their 4th national collegiate basketball title with their defeat of Butler in men's Division I. NPR's Mike Pesca has this report on a memorable down-to-the-buzzer game.
Duke was one of the 4 number one seeds coming into this tournament, but they were seen as relatively weak. Their conference, the ACC, was having a down year. There was also the suspicion that the current incarnation of Blue Devils were dining out on the Duke name. Those suspicions were wrong. This Duke team was big, strong, and not afraid to outmuscle opponents. That said, Butler refused to be manhandled last night. The Bulldogs played Duke close throughout, taking the lead on 7 different occasions, never trailing by more than 6 points. But in a tight contest, 1 or 2 missed shots, 1 or 2 defensive lapses can, and in this case did, spell the difference. Duke, by a final score of 61-59, is, for the 4th time, national champions. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Russia says it reserves the right to pull out of the newly renegotiated Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty with the United States. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the announcement comes as both sides are expected to sign the deal this week.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the Kremlin can opt out of the pact if the U.S.'s missile defense plans go too far. Russian news agencies are quoting Lavrov as saying that Russia has the right to abandon the agreement if a quantitative and qualitative buildup of the U.S.'s strategic anti-missile potential begins to significantly affect the efficiency of Russia's strategic nuclear forces. Russia has long maintained that Washington's plans to put missile defense systems in Eastern Europe upsets the military balance in the area. Both sides have been haggling over the details of the new agreement since last December. The Kremlin has maintained that missile defense was a key sticking point. Both sides are expected to sign the new pact in Prague on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The U.S. is reported ready to unveil a plan to limit the circumstances under which it might use nuclear weapons. The 3rd nuclear posture review since the end of the Cold War 20 years ago would reportedly guarantee protection to U.S. allies, but it also reflects President Obama's push for a world free of nuclear weapons. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has called an election for May 6th. His announcement comes after the required visit with the Queen, who has agreed to dissolve Parliament. Brown's Labour Party has been in power for 13 years. Conservatives are mounting an energetic challenge in tough economic times. The Labour Party is trailing in polls. Brown is promising to fight on behalf of working families. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.